And Jesus said, I came to give you life and abundant life. Well, Lord, how do I get that abundant life? I meditate in the word day and night. I put the word first in my life. I seek you first. And so I'm seeking you. I'm putting the word in my heart. And this thing come against me. And now I've got $100 faith. Now I got $100 faith. Vanity, you got $100 faith for anything? Now I got $100 faith. And so I can stand stronger against this thing than I could with my $5 faith. I found out that $5 wouldn't get me anything. Do you know $5 won't even buy a dozen eggs at our supermarket right now uptown? We might start eating salads without eggs. just kidding. So I know I need some more word, because that somebody made me mad, or something didn't go right, or I didn't get the job I wanted, or they mistreated me, or whatever it is, or sickness has attacked my body and it doesn't seem to want to let me go, or whatever. I'm just afraid. I can't help it. It seems like I'm just afraid something's going to happen all the time. Then I'm putting more word in. And I get that $100 worth of word in, and I'm standing strong, and I think I have it now. And then, wham! If he that lived godly will suffer persecution, and a persecution come. But I don't run. I don't fear. I said, I've got to have more word. So I go back and get my 60, and I get my 5, and I got 165. And standing and having done all to stand, I stand because I have the word in my heart. And I won't stop there. I continue, and I'll continue, and I'll continue, and I'll continue to put the word in my heart that I may not sin against God. I might not sin against God. Bring in joy every day of your life. Set out when you get up in the morning, say, Lord, I want to bring you joy today. When you go to bed at night, before you go to bed, say, Lord, did I make you happy today? Did I make you smile? If you have word in there, you say what he says. He said, my word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And there's a lot of other things to be said, but you know, we have heard enough word up here. All we got to do is take it and put it where? Down here, in the heart. And put it in our heart, in our heart, in our heart. And then let it come back up out of our mouth. And the word works every time. God says, I'm God, and beside me there's none other. Get rid of all the idols. Turn to Isaiah chapter 40. I believe I can find it. I hope I can. And you put that word in, and I'm telling you, God would be so happy. And he and Jesus sitting on the throne and just laughing and saying, look at our children. Look at my child. Look at the one I paid for. I didn't waste my blood. I didn't waste my life on that person. They are representing me in the kingdom. They are bringing other people to me. Let's start verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there's no searching his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that put the word in their heart, they that meditate on it day and night, they that submit themselves to God, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And he said, I'll be their God, and they shall be my children. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So is there something that you need to let go of? You need to turn loose of? You need to change your way of living, your way of thinking, your management of your time? Then you go and give it to God right now. So Lord, whatever that thing is, I give it to you, and I look to you to help me. But one thing I do declare, I do decree, I will put your word in my heart. I will study your word. I will meditate in your word more. I challenge you an hour a day, 365 hours of word, got to be beneficial. Has to be beneficial. Listening to it, reading it, studying it. You don't have to do it all at one time, but that choice is yours. You know, when I was going to the gym, been eons of time ago, and AJ would say, drink a gallon of water. So AJ, I can't drink a gallon of water. But I said, I can drink a half gallon. And somebody said, oh, no. I said, all you got to do is drink a fourth of a cup every hour or so. You're done. You can do that. You may not turn up the whole half gallon and drink it at one time. So that's where you get that word in, just increments of it. Before I do this, I'm going to read the word for 5 minutes. Before I do this, you take one verse and you meditate on it all day. But make sure you get your 60 minutes in. Don't cut yourself short on the word. Don't cut yourself short on the word. Don't cut yourself short on the word. If all of this was mine, I might sow it into somebody, but it's not. But Vanity says she had $100 worth of word. Here, Vanity. Here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word that's going forth. I believe I've said what you gave me to say. Challenge your people. Challenge your people to put the word in their heart, to study it, meditate it day and night, and learn to use the name of Jesus, which is above every name. Cause those things and those problems in life to bow to that name and take authority over situations in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We praise you in Jesus' name.